Welcome to Zikru Daf Siman. Remember by Avram Goldhar. And today we're Zekhus Chulin, Daf Pei Dal, the sixth parak, Kisui Adam. The Zikru Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, a pasuk says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu will broaden Klal Yisrael's boundaries, one may eat meat whenever he desires it. A brisa derives Lim the Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah here teaches Derech Eretz. Shel yocho adam basa elo teyavon, that one should not eat meat except for a genuine desire. One should not purchase meat at the market because mibkarcha umsoncha, from your cattle and from your flock, implies to only shecht one's own livestock and only from some of them. Based on this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that one's diet should be proportionate to his financial means. Some with one mana should buy a litra of vegetables for his pot. One with greater means should buy fish or meat, and someone with 100 mana may have a pot cooked for him daily. The others should have their respective dishes on Friday nights. Rav advises following this approach, but Rabbi Yochanan says that Abba, referring to Rav, was from a healthy family and could subsist on simple foods, but for us, even one with just a pruta should spend it on good food. Rav Nachman adds that in his later generation, one should even borrow to purchase food. Point which Rav Avir darshan the pasuk, Tovish chonin umalva yechalko dvar b'mishpat. Good is the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. Conducting affairs with justice means, lom yocha adam yishte pachas b'mashi yeshu. A person should always eat and drink less than what is within his means. V'yobash v'yiskas b'mishi yeshu, and dress and cover himself according to his means to maintain his dignity. V'yechabed ishto banav yos b'mashi. But he should honor his wife and children beyond his means, because they're dependent on him. And he's dependent on the one who spoke, and the world came into being. And point number three, Ravina taught that one who shechs a chai or bird for a dangerously ill person on Shabbos must cover its blood. Rashi explains that since Shabbos is overridden for the Shechita, it's likewise overridden for all its accompanying mitzvahs. Rabbi said, Ishtomakamra, he's saying something astonishing. Ishmetua la murimine, they should remove his speaker, meaning his tongue. Rabbi cited a braisa teaching that a koi may not be shechted on Yantiv, and if it was, its blood is not covered in violation of Yantiv prohibitions based on a Kal Vachomer. Regarding Mila, Shavada Docha Shabbos, whose definite obligation overrides Shabbos, meaning a baby whose eighth day is definitely Shabbos, yet Sveika, its uncertain obligation, does not override Yantiv, meaning if Yantiv is either his eighth or ninth day, he's not circumcised in Yantiv. Therefore, Kisui Adam, whose definite obligation does not override Shabbos, certainly its suffix, referring to the koi, would not override Yantiv. The definite obligation of a kisui, which does not override Shabbos, is the case of shechita for a chola, proving its blood is not covered and refuting Ravina. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A pasuk says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu will broaden Klal Yisrael's boundaries, one may eat meat whenever he desires it. A braisa derives Lim the Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah here teaches Derech Eretz. Shel yocho adam basa elo teyavon, that one should not eat meat except for a genuine desire. One should not purchase meat at the market because mibkarcha umsoncha, from your cattle and from your flock, implies to only shecht one's own livestock and only from some of them. Based on this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that one's diet should be proportionate to his financial means. Some with one mana should buy a litra of vegetables for his pot. One with greater means should buy fish or meat, and someone with 100 mana may have a pot cooked for him daily. The others should have their respective dishes on Friday nights. Rav advises following this approach, but Rabbi Yochanan says that Abba, referring to Rav, was from a healthy family and could subsist on simple foods. But for us, even one with just a pruta should spend it on good food. Rav Nachman adds that in his later generation, one should even borrow to purchase food. Point which Rav Avir darshan the pasuk, Tovish chonin umalva yechalko dvar b'mishpat. Good is the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. Conducting affairs with justice means, lom yocha adam yishte pachas b'mashi yeshu. A person should always eat and drink less than what is within his means. V'yobash v'yiskas b'mishi yeshu, and dress and cover himself according to his means to maintain his dignity. V'yechabed ishto banav yos b'mashi. But he should honor his wife and children beyond his means, because they're dependent on him. And he's dependent on the one who spoke, and the world came into being. And point number three, Ravina taught that one who shechs a chai or bird for a dangerously ill person on Shabbos must cover its blood. Rashi explains that since Shabbos is overridden for the Shechita, it's likewise overridden for all its accompanying mitzvahs. Rabbi said, Ishtomakamra, he's saying something astonishing. Ishmetua la murimine, they should remove his speaker, meaning his tongue. Rava cited a braisa teaching that a koi may not be shechted on yantiv, and if it was, its blood is not covered in violation of yantiv prohibitions based on a kal vachomer. Regarding mila, shevada docha Shabbos, whose davening obligation overrides Shabbos, meaning a baby whose eighth day is definitely Shabbos, yet sveika, its uncertain obligation, does not override yantiv, meaning if yantiv is either his eighth or ninth day, he's not circumcised in yantiv. Therefore, Kisui Adam, whose definite obligation does not override Shabbos, certainly its suffix, referring to the koi, would not override yantiv. The definite obligation of a Kisui, which does not override Shabbos, is the case of Shechita for a chola, proving its blood is not covered and refuting Ravena. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Pei Daled, and this Siman was suggested to us by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. He suggested that Pei Daled is a launch pad, a spaceship launch pad. So here goes. The man wealthy enough to afford his own private launch pad, who had a pot of meat cooked for him every day, spent even more than he could afford on his wife and children, and shechted a chicken on Shabbos for an astronaut suffering from severe motion sickness, and didn't do Kisui Adam, as it's not Docha Shabbos. Once again, slow motion. The man wealthy enough to afford his own private launch pad, that must be on Daf Pei Daled. The man wealthy enough to afford his own private launch pad, who had a pot of meat cooked for him every day, which reminds us, Blazim and Azariah said that one's diet should be proportionate to his financial means. Some with one mana should buy a litre of vegetables for his pot, one with greater means should buy fish or meat, and some with 100 mana may have a pot cooked for him daily. The others should have their respective dishes on Friday nights. So the man wealthy enough to afford his own private launch pad, who had a pot of meat cooked for him every day, spent even more than he could afford on his wife and children, which reminds us that we learned that a person should always eat and drink less than what is within his means, and dress and cover himself according to his means to maintain his dignity. But he should honor his wife and children beyond his means, because they are dependent on him. So the man wealthy enough to afford his own private launch pad, who had a pot of meat cooked for him every day, spent even more than he could afford on his wife and children, and shechted a chicken on Shabbos for an astronaut suffering from severe motion sickness, and didn't do Kisui Adam, as it's not Docha Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Kisui Adam overrides Shabbos after shechting for Ochola. So once again, the man wealthy enough to afford his own private launch pad, who had a pot of meat cooked for him every day, spent even more than he could afford on his wife and children, and shechted a chicken on Shabbos for an astronaut suffering from severe motion sickness, and didn't do Kisui Adam, as it's not Docha Shabbos. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Pei. So the Siman Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter. That must be on Daf Pei. The painter who is working on different portraits of a koi, which reminds us, in a braisa, four opinions are cited as to the identity of a koi. The Tanakhama says it's a El Habar, the species known as the wild ram. Some say it's Haba min HaTayshu min HaTzviya, the offspring which comes from a goat and a deer. Two more opinions are cited. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says Shechita Shein Aruya to be displayed by Kachim, which reminds Rav Shai, says Shechita of Kachim is always considered Shechita Shein Aruya. The Mishnah taught that if an animal and its offspring are both Kachim, and one shechted both inside the Mikdash, the first is valid, and the second incurs malchus for osel vesmano and is invalid since it could not yet be sacrificed. But according to Rabbi Shimon, shechting kachim is always a shechita shein ruyahi, because as long as he didn't do zrikas adam, the meat is not permitted in consumption. Thus, the second shechita would not incur malchus and would be valid. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says shechita shein ruyah to be displayed by kachim. After the order for the sign for Mechusar's Man that was intended for animals whose mothers had been shechted that day got canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why our Mishnah doesn't mention that one who shechts an animal and its offspring of Kachim in the Mikdash also should receive Malkus for sacrificing Mechusar's Man, a premature carbon, since the carbon could not be offered until the next day. The Gemara first answers that although he actually does incur Malkus for Mechusar's Man, our Mishnah is not listing Lave Nuchrai, peripheral transgressions. Alternatively, Rabbi Zera answers that one does not receive Malkus for shechting a Mechusar's Man because Hakasav Niknuk Ase, the Pasuk remedied it with a positive commandment. Daf Pei Off. So the Siman Daf Pei Off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, Oso Vespino, and the Shochtim didn't even receive Malkus because one grandkid was an Ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was ashore in Niskal, which is a shechita she'en ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a shochet not to shech the osel v'esbeno to no avail, since he was shechting it for avodah zorah, and chayvi misa shoygiging, don't get malchus. So once again, slow motion. The grandpa cow's grandpa, that must be run duff. Pay Olive. The grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, Oso Vespino, and the Shochtim didn't even receive Malkus because one grandkid was an Ola, which reminds us, Rava says that if one sacrifices an Ola, and then it's Chulin's mother, he's not Chai because an Ola Shechita is not Shechita Basachila, a Shechita fit for consumption since it's completely burned on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Achila's Mizbeach, Shema Achila, the Mizbeach's consumption is called consumption. So the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, Oso Vespino, and the Shochan didn't even receive Malkus because one grandkid was an Ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was ashore in Niskal, which is a Shechita She'en Aruya, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one shechs an animal which is later found to be a trefa, or shechs for Avodah Zorah, or Paraduma, or ashore in Niskal, or Negel Arufa, and then shechs its parent or offspring that day, Rabbi Shimon exempts him from Malkus for Oso Vespino because he holds Shechita She'en Aruya, Lo Shema Shechita. Shechita, which is not fit, meaning does not permit the animal to be eaten, is not considered Shechita. The Chachamim say he's Chai because they hold Shechita She'en Ruya is considered Shechita. So the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, Oso Vespino, and the Shochtim didn't even receive Malkus because one grandkid was an Ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was ashore in Niskal, which is a Shechita She'en Ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a Shochet not to shecht Oso Vespino to no avail, since he was shechting it for Avodah Zorah, and Chayvim Misa Shogiging, don't get Malkus, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, that if one shechted one animal for consumption and its parent or offspring for Avodah Zorah, he's putter from Malkus for Oso Vespino, the Kamlei by the Rabbi Mine, because he's chai for the greater punishment, meaning stoning for idolatry. Rav Yochanan said that one would incur Malkus where they warned him that shechting the animal would violate Oso Vespino, but didn't warn him about the idolatry violation. Since he's not executed for the idolatry, he does receive Malkus. Reish Lakish disagrees, given the Giyasube putter, since had they warned him about the idolatry, he would be putter from Malkus. He's also putter when they didn't warn him about the idolatry. Pei Beis. So the Siman Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The man who made the Egel Arufa Usher and benefit by bringing it down to Peanut Butter Valley. Peanut butter? That must be Siman Daf Pei Beis. The man who made the Egel Arufa Usher and benefit by bringing it down to Peanut Butter Valley, which reminds us, the Mishnah lists Shechting and Egel Arufa as a Shechita She'en Aruya. The Gemara objects from a Mishnah that if the murder was found before the Egel was decapitated, it returns to the flock because the Egel remains permitted until its decapitation. If so, Shechting it should permit it in consumption. Rabbi Yanai said, Gvul Shemati Bav Shachachti. I heard what is the cutoff line for when an Egel Arufa becomes forbidden, but I forgot what it is. And it was determined that Yurida Sala Nacho Esan or Sarta, its descent to the hard valley, is what prohibits it. So the man who made the Egel Arufa Usher and benefit by bringing it down to Peanut Butter Valley watched as his friend who used a peanut buttery knife to shecht a cow after shechting its daughter and mother was about to receive two sets of malchus, which reminds us, if one shechted a cow, its daughter and its daughter's daughter, he incurs two sets of malchus. But if he shechted a cow and its granddaughter first, and then its daughter, thereby violating two prohibitions simultaneously, the Tanakama obligates one set of malchus, but Simchus obligates two sets. So the man who made the Egel Arufa Usher in benefit by bringing it down to Peanut Butter Valley watched as his friend who used a peanut buttery knife to shecht a cow after shechting its daughter and mother was about to receive two sets of malchus after he ate two kazesim of chelv and peanut butter sandwiches, behelam echad, making him liable for another two sets, which reminds us, the Gemara questions whether Simchus holds that eating two kazesim of chelv and one helam obligates two chatos. Daf Pei Gimel. So the Siman Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The Chol HaMoed pogo stick performer, that must be Daf Pei Gimel, pogo stick. The Chol HaMoed pogo stick performer who went to purchase a cow, Erev Yontif, and was told that the mother was sold earlier that day, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that on 4 days a year, the days before Shmini Atzeres, Pesach Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, a seller who already sold an animal's mother or daughter for Shechita that day must inform the next buyer. Since there are major Yontif preparations, the first animal will likely be shechted that day, raising the prohibition of Oso Vespino. Rav Yehuda limits the requirement to sales made on the same day, but if the first sale occurred on a previous day, he need not inform the buyer. So, The Chol HaMoed pogo stick performer who went to purchase a cow of Yontif and was told that the mother was sold earlier that day asked if it was sold before or after nightfall, because for Osav Esbano, the new day starts at night. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding Yom Echad, the one day written about the prohibition of Osav Esbano, Hayom Holoch Achar HaLaila, the day follows the night, meaning each day begins and ends at nightfall. Rabbi Shimon Zoma Darshan that the term Yom Echad, one day, is mentioned both in Ma'aseh Breishis and regarding Osav Esbano. So just as in Breishis where Vehi Erev, there was evening, and then Vehi Boker, there was morning, establishes that the morning follows the night, the same applies to Osav Esbano. Our Breishis explains why this structure was necessary. So the Chol HaMoed pogo stick performer who went to purchase a cow or every yontif and was told that the mother was sold earlier that day, asked if it was sold before or after nightfall, because for Osav Esbano, the new day starts at night, and needed the meat to have the strength to do his double flip kisui adam trick on chayos and birds that are chulin, skipping the ones that are kachim. Which reminds us, the sixth parak discusses the mitzvah of kisui adam, covering the blood of a shechted chaya or bird. It states, kisui adam noag ba'arz b'chutz la'arz, the mitzvah of covering the blood applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, whether or not the mikdash stands, but only to chulin animals and not kachim. It applies to chayos and birds, but not behemos. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you focus about a koi regarding Osav Esbano? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss whether kisui dam overrides Shabbos after shechting for a chola? That's on daf Pei Daled. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss if Simcha holds that one who eats two kazesima of chelev behelam echad is chayv two chatos? That's on daf Pebes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss spending for food proportionate to one's financial means? That's on daf Pedalad. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you know that regarding Osav Esbano, the day follows the night, which is learned from Maisa Breishis? That's on daf Pegimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that if one checks an animal and finds a sholya, one who is not squeamish may eat it because it's permitted with the animal shechita? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that kisui dam applies only to chulin and not kachim? That's on daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if the sholya partially emerged from the womb and if there's a concern for a second fetus? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that one should spend within his means on himself, but beyond his means for his family? That's on daf Pei Daled. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that an egel arufa becomes prohibited after its descent to Nachal Esan? That's on daf Pei Beis. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.